12-year-olds at Sephora run amok, use drunk elephant products to mix questionable concoctions, and buy pricey anti-aging skin products that they don't need. While people have noticed how much faster children have been maturing for a while now, this new wave of problematic behaviors and rampant consumerism from the younger generation seem to take it to the next level. This phenomenon has been dubbed Kids Getting Older, or KGOY for short. It refers to the sentiment that children are growing up too fast. With the influence of social media and more exposure to online culture, it is easy for kids to mature faster than necessary, normalizing a younger age group interacting with more adult topics or products. Social media is undoubtedly one of the main contributors to this phenomenon. According to study breaks, algorithms pushed popularized content towards younger individuals, leaving an impact on their still-developing minds. Repeatedly following or idolizing an influencer on a platform can also have an effect, convincing them that everything they see on social media is the standard. This repetition, particularly seen in short-form content on platforms like TikTok, leads kids to imitate what they see online, which is often content meant for older age groups. Trends like the popularization of certain brands and fashion styles also correlate with the rise of consumerist tendencies in the younger generation. Forbes describes how advertisements on these platforms can be customized to target users. Alongside the ease of online shopping, kids are enabled to spend money on things that have been repeatedly pushed towards them online. TV shows and movies can leave a cultural and social impact on younger generations. Shows like Too Hot to Handle or Love Island, which are intended for older audiences, are popularized by influencers and commentators who unknowingly expose younger audiences to more mature media. The expectations and beauty standards presented in content designed for older ages impact children's understanding of society, nudging them to change aspects of themselves or, simply put, grow up faster. While this problem may seem deeply rooted in societal issues, one simple first step to tackling this issue would be to limit children's social media, or at least set some precautions regarding what content children are watching. Buying fewer products or being more budget conscious would also help promote habits of sustainable shopping. Let kids be kids.